message.
是最后的一个关于刘大叔的信息。
So let's turn our Bible to the book of Jude.
所以大家把圣经打开到刘大叔。
Let's read verse 1 first.
我们先来读第一节。
Jude.
刘大叔。
Verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
Okay. Verse 20 to 25.
然后20到25节。
But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, and glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们。有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们。有些人你们要存畏惧的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾污的衣服也当厌恶。那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before Thy presence.
主啊，当今天早上我们来到你的面前。
Lord, especially when we come to Your Word.
尤其是来到你的话语面前。
We pray that You speak to us.
我们祷告你向着我们说话。
Lord, You know that we are so naive concerning Your Word.
你知道我们在你的话上如此的幼稚。
We need the spirit of revelation.
我们需要有这个赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, therefore, speak to us.
所以主啊，求你对我们说话。
Your servant listen.
你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We spent about 3 messages concerning the matter of apostasy.
我们关于离经叛道这件事大概用了三次的信息。
And it is somewhat really a very depressing matter.
这件事情对我们来讲是非常的消极。
Yet the book of Jude concentrate on a lot of verses concerning apostasy because that is the thing we need today.
但是犹大叔还是有许多的篇幅放在离经叛道的事上，因为这是我们今天所需要的。
Because we need to be warned concerning such a situation.
因为我们因着这样的处境要被警告。
Especially at the event when the Lord is coming back very soon.
尤其当主不久就要再来的时候。
A lot of these things happen.
这些事一直在发生。
A lot of so-called God's elect, the Christians,
有些基督徒或者被称为神选民的人
，they once again fall back to their old manner of life.
他们就回到自己原先的那个生活里面。
To such an extent, they instead of putting on that new man, they put on that old man.
所以到一个地步，他们没有穿上新人，反而是回到那个旧人里。
Therefore, we lost that testimony which we need to stand before the people of the world.
所以我们失去了那个站在世人面前能够做的见证。
That light that needs to be shined was put under a bushel.
那个应该显在人前的亮光却被放在斗底下。
And this is the kind of situation we are today.
这就是我们今天所在的光景。
Secondly, the book of Jude also tells us in a very clear way concerning what is an apostate.
那第二点呢，就是犹大叔非常清楚的让我们看到什么是离经叛道。
Apostate is that person who leads people astray.
这个离经叛道就是有人把一些人带偏离了。
Beginning from verse 8, he said this kind of people is a person who has a, let me read to you.
从第八节开始，我来读给大家。
Filthy dreamers.
这些人，他们是那些做梦的人。
Filthy dreamers, they try to interpret the word of God in a very subjective manner, not according to what the scripture has revealed to us.
他们是污秽的做梦的人，他们把一些话语掺杂在神的这些话里面。
They just want to do something that as an excuse to what? To involve themselves in the lust of their flesh.
是因着他们这个肉体的情欲，然后把神的话作为他们主观的一个意见。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
One time my sister text me.
有一次一个姐妹给我短信。
She said, can you please give me your opinion?
他就问我你的意见是怎么样。
Because people said we can eat blood.
有的人说我们可以吃血。
And this person who is saying is a Christian also.
那这个跟我讲的人他自己也是基督徒。
And he said this is I think this is only a thing of the past because it's in the Old Testament.
那个人说这个只是在旧约里面的一件过去的事。
Then I tell him not only it's in the Old Testament, it is also in the New Testament.
那我就告诉他这件事不光在旧约禁止，在新约也提到。
And blood speak of life.
因为血代表生命。
Whether in the Old Testament and New Testament is still life.
不管是在旧约在新约它都是代表生命。
And medically speaking, it's not good because you might contact some disease.
甚至从这个医学上来讲你可能因此而被病菌污染。
So after they give my reply, they reply back.
然后他就把我的这个回应转过去然后那边也有回应。
He said, how about cooked blood?
然后就说那个血如果被煮过之后呢
I said forget about that person
我就说把这个人忘掉吧
They just want to find excuse to involve themselves in the lust of their flesh
他们只是要找一个借口来满足自己肉体的情欲
And this is only a matter of eating
这个只是关乎吃喝
And there's a lot of things that you know this apostate is trying to draw us away from the faith
但是有许多的事情这个临经叛道的事让我们从这个真实的信心里面离开
So we need to be careful about these filthy dreamers
所以我们需要小心这些污秽的做梦的人
And not only that they said that they are just like spots
不光说到他们就像这些污秽
they are like those rocks underneath the water
而且他们就像那个在水里的那些礁石
if you're not careful when the boat go through it will destroy the vessel or even you know damage the vessel
如果不小心的话当船行过的时候这个船都要沉没
in other words these people are just troublemakers when they came to the church life
或者说他们来到教会里面生活的时候只不过是把这些难处带到教会
they onlyCause division in the church.
在教会里面造成纷争。
Outwardly, they seem so concerned, but they bring a lot of trouble.
在外面来看，他们似乎很关心，但其实只是带来教会的难处。
They are also like waterless clouds.
而且他们像那个没有雨的云彩。
They brought a lot of promise.
他们带来很多的这些承诺。
They are very eloquent.
也非常的。那个有知识。
They can talk about politics, they can talk about religion, they talk about moral issues.
他们可以讲到政治讲到宗教讲到道德上的事。
Cause people to be amazed, what kind of knowledge is this?
然后他们就让人里面有疑惑就说这些知识很多啊。
But one thing is important, when people go home, they still feel thirsty and hungry inside.
但是当这些人回到家里的时候还是感觉里面的那个空虚。
Because one thing is missing.
因为有一件事不在。
And the most important thing.
是最重要的事。
Christ and him crucified.
就是基督并他钉十字架。
Today, brothers and sisters, the only thing we need today is Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姐妹们我们今天唯一需要的就是基督并他钉十字架。
Only Christ can satisfy the hunger of our soul.
只有基督能够满足我们心灵里面的那个饥渴。
Only Christ can you know, quench our very thirsty soul.
只有基督能够满足我们这个饥渴的心。
And only his cross can transform us into the image of his son.
只有他的十字架能够把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
It's not determination, it's not religion, it's not knowledge.
不是我们的定义，不是我们的宗教或者我们的知识。
It is Christ and him crucified.
是基督并他钉十字架。
And he talk about they are like raging waves, they are so disturbed.
而且我们也看到他们就像那个海里的浪
They have no peace in them
在里面并没有平安
They have no peace with God
也与神之间没有平安
So every time they come to the midst they cause trouble
所以带到聚会里面就是麻烦
It's like you know when you walk through the shore after a hurricane
如果你在风暴之后走到这个海岸边
There are all kinds of debris and garbage on the seashore
这个所有的垃圾都被都被推到岸边。
It's because of these waves that's coming out.
就是因为这个海里的浪。
Such as an apostate.
这个就像离经叛道的事一样。
And lastly, they are just like the wandering stars.
那最后他们就像那些流荡的星。
They don't have an exact path or orbit.
他们并没有自己的轨道。
The problem is whenever he met a person, he caused destruction.
所以每一次他都会带来这些破坏。
Sometimes when I read the book of Jude, it's really depressing, isn't it?
每一次读到犹大书，看到这些，是不是我们心里面都吓沉了呢
？But thank God.
但是感谢
神。He didn't stop right there.
他没有停在这里。
He gave us some tips on how to survive an apostasy.
因为神给我们一些启示，是怎么样从离经叛道的事里面可以得解决。
Firstly, we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
第一件事，我们要保守自己在神的爱中。
Establish ourselves in the faith.
让我们在那个信心里面建立自己。
Today we don't walk according to what religion.
我们今天不是根据宗教的事情来被建立。
We don't walk according to culture.
我们不是根据这个文化来行
走。Today we want to be established in the faith. We want to be not be deceived and moved. We need to be established in the Word of God.
我们需要在信心里面扎根，不被诱惑，是需要神的话。
This is what we need today.
这就是我们今天所需要的。
We had a lot of young people here.
今天有许多的年轻人。
Let me tell you, this is what you need today.
让我告诉你，这就是你今天所需要的。
We need the word of God to establish us.
我们需要神的话来建立我们。
The enemy is so deceiving.
因为仇敌是如此的欺诈。
He will use all kinds of saying, all kinds of means, try to deceive you out of God's eternal plan.
因为他要用一切的事情来诱惑你，让你从神永远的这个计划里面出来。
We need to be established in the word of God.
我们需要在这个至圣的真道上面来造就。
And it says we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那里面讲到我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
We need to have an objective, not only objective knowledge, but also subjective experience of who God is.
不光有这个客观的事实，还有在主观里面来经历他到底是谁。
Brother and sister, who is God to you?
弟兄姐妹们，神对你到底是谁
？A lot of times we feel like we know a lot about concerning God.
很多时候我们会觉得对神我已经知道了不少。
It is based upon what we heard.
但是只是根据我们所听过的。
Or what we read.
或者是我们读过的。
But what about your subjective experience?
那在你主观上面有没有经历呢
？It's like when you are planning to go to a restaurant.
或者说你计划去一个餐厅。
This is the first time.
这是第一次去。
So what is the thing we need to do first?
那我们第一件要做的是什么
？People will try to go to the website.
很多人现在就去网站上面。
To see how many stars.
看看他这个评选是多少星。
If it is a 5-star, that's a good restaurant.
如果有五星呢，这个是很好的餐馆。
If it's 2-star, don't even think about it.
如果只有两星，那你干脆就不要想了。
Well, that is good. That is something objective. That is the testimony of those who went to the restaurant.
没错，这些是客观的事情。很多人已经去过餐馆。
But have that personal relate? Have you gotten to that restaurant first?
但是你自己有没有进过餐馆呢
？Today the same thing with our Lord Jesus.
今天关于主耶稣也是一样。
He's a wonderful Lord.
他是一个奇妙的主。
Yesterday, on Friday night, I was talking to the high schoolers.
那个周五昨天我跟高中生来交通。
I was sharing about the one who holds tomorrow.
那我就分享是谁掌握明天。
See, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day.
我不知道明天会如何，但是我是一天天来生活。
But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand.
我知道神掌握明天，而且他现在握住我的手。
This is something subjective.
这个是客观的事。
People will say all kinds of things.
那人也会讲很多讲论。
But when you had that experience, nothing can take away from that.
但如果你有这个经历的话，没有人能把这件事夺走。
We can echo together with what Paul said.
所以我们就可以对保罗的话有回应。
For I know whom I have believed.
相信我所信的是谁。
Today, brothers, do you know whom you have believed?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你知道你所信的是谁吗
？I personally, I know whom I have believed.
那对我个人来讲，我知道我所信的是谁。
And he's persuaded that he is able.
而且我相信他能够。
This is a personal relationship with God.
这个就是与神这个个人的关系。
That's why we emphasize so much on reading the word, having personal relationship with God.
所以我们这么着重的来讲，就是来读神的话，与他有一个个人的关系。
Thirdly,
第三点
，with a steadfast looking for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且我们是要在这个坚定的信心里面仰望他的再来。
If we look at everything that's happening around us,
如果我们看看周围所发生的事
，Now, Friday, Thursday, I had a haircut.
那周四的时候我去理发
，and this barber on the process of cutting my hair.
然后这个理发师给我在剪头发的时候
，She said, "I just want to tell you a secret."
他就说我告诉你一个秘密。
In this time yesterday, we got robbed.
就在昨天这个时候，我们这个店被人抢了。
So, this old lady is walking with a purse that two black guys just push her down, take the purse.
那有一个老人家，他那个挂着那个钱包，然后就两个黑人过来就把他推倒，把他的钱包抢走。
When she said that, I was worried because my wife just went to the supermarket beside the barber store.
然后他这么讲，我心里就开始忧虑了，因为我的妻子刚刚就在这个理发店的旁边去买东西。
Brothers and sisters, there's no safety.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有安全的。
This is an open. A lot of people is walking there.
因为那个地方是一个公众场合，很多人在那里走动。
Yet we are in a kind of situation people doesn't really care.
那我们是在一个环境里面，大家都不在乎了。
Well, you said, well, that's a public place.
我们说这是公众场合。
Yesterday you heard the news in Pensacola, Florida.
昨天你可能也听到这个消息，就在佛罗里达的。
This is a military base.
这个是在一个军事基地里面。
You should be more safe and secure in a military base, right?
在一个军事基地里面应该是最保险的地方，是不是？
But a soldier came in from a foreign country, start shooting.
但是从这个外国回来的一个士兵就开始扫射。
I want to ask a question. Is this the place we want to be?
那我让我问大家，这就是你想在的一个地方吗？
This place is not our home.
这个地方不是我们的家。
We are just passing by.
我们只不过在这里经过而已。
We are just strangers and foreigners.
我们在这里只不过是做客旅。
That's why Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕。
Even though he's so rich.
虽然他如此的富足。
Yet he looked forward for that city with foundation.
但是他却仰望那座有根有基的城。
Whose founder and maker is God himself.
是神所经营所建造的。
Today, brothers, even though we are still living on this earth,
弟兄姐妹们，今天虽然我们活在这个世上，
our heart is towards heaven,
但是我们的心要向着天。
That is very, our very hope.
那个就是我们这个至终的希望、
Number、
盼望。第四点，
what I am going to share today,
就是我今天要跟大家分享，
is the importance of preaching the gospel,
就是传福音的重要。
And afterwards, we will have the preaching of the gospel in the 21st, right?
在这个之后21号我们会有一个福音聚会。
I hope we will have this burden to preach the gospel.
我希望我们大家都有这个负担来传福音。
You know, there are three sins that as a believer we fall into unconsciously.
作为我们信的人有三个罪我们是不知不觉就进入的。
Firstly, it's the sin of worldliness.
第一件事就是属世。
Secondly, the sin of faithlessness.
第二个罪就是不信实。
The third is the sin of silence.
第三个就是那个沉默的罪。
When we talk about the sin of worldliness,
在讲到这个属世的罪的时候
，we are a group of people that have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
我们应该是一般人，从这个世界被那个被转入神爱子的国度，
First Peter,
光明的国度。
First Peter said, "We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people."
在彼得前书那里面讲到，我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Brothers and sisters, we are different.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不一样。
Not because we want to be different, we are different.
不是我们想要跟人不一样，我们就是不一样。
Because our life is different.
因为我们的生命是不一样的生命。
That's why we move differently.
所以我们的行动也不一样。
We talk differently.
我们的话语也不一样。
When situation comes, we react differently.
当事情来到的时候，我们的反应也不一样。
When things happen, the worldly people react in such a manner.
如果当事情发生，这个世上的人是这么反应的话
，But we act differently.
我们应该是不一样的反应。
Because we are not of this world, we are of the kingdom of God.
因为我们不属这个世界，我们是属天的。
But for this reason, we want to say we are the children of God.
所以因此我们要说我们是神的儿女。
But yet a lot of times we fall back to our old manner of life.
但很多时候我们就回到那个旧的生活里面。
We try to identify ourselves with the world.
然后就与这个世界来认同。
A lot of times we talk to the young people.
很多时候我们与年轻人来交谈。
They feel like they don't want to be different.
他们的里面的感觉是我不想跟这个世界不一样。
Brothers and sisters, if that is the case, we are falling into apostasy.
弟兄姐妹们，如果是这样的话，那我们就是离经叛道的人。
We need to know we are different and we should be proud about it.
我们应该晓得我们与人不一样，而且因此而骄傲。
We are the citizens of God's kingdom.
我们是天国的子民。
Secondly, concerning the sin of faithlessness.
第二点就是讲到我们的这个失信。
The Bible tells us, for without faith, it is impossible to please God.
在圣经里面讲到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Every time we come to God, we should believe that He is a rewarder of them who come to Him.
那我们到神面前的必须相信他是。
And He is a rewarder of Him who come to Him.
每一个到他面前的。
Today we live by faith, not by sight.
今天我们不是凭眼见而生活，是凭信而生活。
Before when something happened.
以前当事情发生的时候
encounter some problems,
或者我们碰到一些难处
we depend upon people,
我们是靠人
we depend upon wealth,
是靠我们的钱财
we depend upon position,
靠我们的地位
but today after we got saved,
但今天我们已经蒙拯救
the first thing we do, we kneel down on our knee to pray,
第一件事应该是屈膝来祷告
because we know he holds tomorrow,
因为我们知道他掌管明天
he knows he holds my hand,
而且他来握住我的手。
Is that more than enough?
难道这个还不足吗？
But a lot of times we fall back to that old manner of life.
但很多时候我们就回到那个旧的生活里面。
We fall back to that kind of a reaction that we already have rejected.
那就回到那个我们已经离开的那种旧的反应里面。
We start to sin the sin of faithlessness.
而且我们这个时候就犯了一个失信的罪。
And the result is we sin the sin of silence.
而且第三个就是那个静默的罪。
We started to be ashamed of who is the one who lives in us.
那为着我们里面的这一位，甚至我们里面会有羞耻。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
们，we need to be careful.
我们要小心。
Of what all these things is happening.
当这些事在发生的时候。
But there is a way how to avoid these things.
有一个办法可以避免。
We need to start preaching the gospel.
我们需要开始传福音。
Because when we preach the gospel,
因为当我们传福音的时候。
We remind ourselves.
就提醒自己。
We also tell the people.
而且告诉人。
Who we are and what is our standing.
就是我们是谁，而且我们的地位是什
么。Yes, we are still living on this earth.
没错，我们还活在这个地上。
But we are the children of God.
但我们是神的儿女。
We don't live by sight, we live by faith.
我们不是凭眼见，是凭信而生活。
We don't love the world, we love the one who is coming back.
我们不是爱这个世界，是爱那个将要再来的。
And therefore, we want to what? To preach this gospel.
所以我们要来传这个福音。
So firstly, why we need to preach the gospel?
那第一个，为什么我们要传福音
？It is a safeguard.
这个是一个我们的保守。
Secondly,
第二
，we need to preach the gospel.
我们要传福音
，because it is our response to the grace which we have received.
是我们对所领受恩典的一个回应。
If somebody gave you something,
如果有人给你一样东西
，what is your reaction?
你的反应是什么
？Should we say thank you?
我们难道不该说谢谢吗
？Should we tell people of what great thing he had done for me?
难道我们不会告诉人这个他为我们成就的是何等大的事吗
？You know, in our subdivision, there's a stray dog.
在我的小区里面有一个流浪的狗。
And a lot of people want to feed that dog and took it for their own.
很多人呢就来喂这个狗，而且呢想领养。
But this dog doesn't want to be their pets.
但这个狗就决定不做任何人的宠物。
He just want to go around the neighborhood.
他就在这个小区里面走来走去。
Now my wife is a animal lover.
那我的妻子是一个很爱动物的人。
So he went to the pet shop and bought some dog food.
然后他就去宠物店买了一些狗食。
Daily she will put a plate of food with a clean water.
然后每天呢，我的妻子就把这些狗食还有一些水摆在那里。
And the dog will come and eat.
然后这个狗就会来吃。
And one day we found out.There is a new slipper on our lawn.
然后有一天我们就发现在这个门前呢有一对新的拖鞋。
Then the next day, a new edition of the newspaper.
然后呢第二天突然间会有一份那个报纸。
In other words, this dog is just trying to say thank you for feeding me.
或者说换句话说这个狗是来这里表示说谢谢你们来喂我。
At first it's quite funny, interesting.
开始我们想到这个很好笑。
But the Lord really speak to me.
但是神却借这个对我说话。
If a dog knows how to respond to the grace,
如果连一只狗都知道怎么样对恩典有回应
，How much more we?
那我们岂不要更多的回应
？We are doomed to perdition. I'm sorry. We are doomed to perdition.
我们本来是死在过犯罪恶之中。
There is no hope without God in the world.
在这个世上是没有神也没有指望的。
Yet God loved us so much.
但是神是如此的爱我们。
He gave himself to us.
把他自己给了我们。
Shouldn't we tell the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
难道我们不应该把这个好消息关于主耶稣基督的事告诉人吗？
One time there is a widow.
有一次有一个寡妇。
She's struggling.
她在那里挣扎。
Because the husband died.
因为丈夫已经去世了。
And there is no means of living.
她没有生活的来源。
But she had this determination.
但是她却决定了。
I will raise up this family.
我要抚养我的家庭。
I will send my child to college.
我要把我的儿子抚养到大学。
So daily she will go from house to house washing people's laundry.
然后她就每一天从一家到另一家去为他们洗衣服。
Indeed, she was able to put food on the table.
那因此呢，她就可以把食物带给家人。
She was able to send his son to college.
而且她可以把她的儿子送进大学。
And then, you know, the son responded with having the number one honor. A valedictorian.
他的儿子是在毕业的时候在学校是头名。
So she invited her mom.
然后他就邀请自己的妈妈。
Put her at the best seats of the house.
就把他的妈妈放在这个里面最好的一个位置上。
And when on that time when he is about to receive the award,
当他的儿子要接受这个奖赏的时候。
He proclaimed to all the audience.
然后他就对所有的听众来宣告。
This thing wouldn't have happened without the love and sacrifice of my mom.
就说我身上发生的事如果没有这个爱的母亲完全不可能。
She went down and hugged her mom.
然后她就下去拥抱她的妈妈。
And said, thank you.
说谢谢你。
He speak of the grace that is given to him.
她讲述了在她身上所得的恩典。
He is not ashamed of her mom.
她没有因她的妈妈而觉得羞耻。
Even though her mom came with old clothing.
虽然他妈妈穿的是破旧的衣服
Yet because of her mom I'm here today
但是因着这个妈妈所以我今天可以在这里
This is only a very small example
这些只是很小的例子
God's grace is so great
神的这个恩典是何等的伟大
Today we can stand here is all because of his grace
今天我们能够在这里都是因着他的恩典
Shouldn't we respond to the grace of God
难道我们不应该对着这个恩典有回应吗
Well you say I'm not an evangelist
那你可能说我也不是传道人
I don't have this eloquence
我也没有这个这个话语。
Maybe I tell you a story again.
那我就告诉你一个故事。
There's a young man who was just got saved.
有一个年轻人刚刚信了主。
And he was so excited.
刚刚得救，他就非常的兴奋。
Because he knows that he was once dead, now was made alive in Christ Jesus.
因为他知道他曾经是在死亡里面，现在却因着那个基督成了一个有永生的人。
So he start preaching the gospel on the corner of the streets.
然后他就可以在他就开始在街角来传福音。
One time while he is preaching the gospel,
有一次当他在传福音的时候
，one of those audience said, "Young man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself."
然后听众里面就有一个人就说，年轻人呢，你应该为自己而羞耻。
And this person said, "Yes, I'm ashamed of myself."
这个年轻人就说，是的，为我自己我是羞耻。
But I'm not ashamed of my Lord.
但我却不因我的主为耻。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to respond to this grace.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们需要对这个恩典有回应。
If we don't respond, what kind of a person are we?
如果我们不回应，那我们是何等样的人
？Are we less than a dog?
甚至连一只狗都不如。
So thirdly,
所以第三点
，we need to preach the gospel.
我们需要传福音
，because Jesus Christ set an example for us.
因为主耶稣基督成了那个榜样。
Yes, he came on this earth. He did a lot of things.
他来到这个世上确实做了许多的事。
He fed the multitude.
他喂饱了许多人。
He healed the sick.
治好了许多病人。
He did all kinds of miracles.
行了许多神迹。
Even raised the dead.
甚至让人从死里复活。
But his main mission.
但是他主要的那个服事。
To preach the gospel, the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom.
就是传天国的福音。
Today, if God set that example,
今天如果神已经给了我们这样的榜样
We ask the children, should we follow this example?
今天我们作为神的儿女难道不应该来跟从这样的榜样
Not only he set an example
不光他已经为我们设了这个榜样
He commanded us to do so
而且他是这样的来命令
So when he about to ascend to heaven
所以当主就要升天之前
He told all his disciples
告诉所有的门徒
to make disciples of all nations
让万民做我的门徒
baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
是奉圣父圣子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Brothers and sisters, this is not a suggestion
弟兄姐妹们这并不是一个
It is a commandment
这并不是一个讲论而已这是一个命令
He's not suggesting us you can preach the gospel or maybe another option
这并不是一个建议说如果 传福音这样，不传福音又怎么样？
Every single person who are saved by His grace should need to preach the gospel.
每一个因着他恩典被拯救的都应该传福音。
He is our commander in chief.
他是我们救恩的元帅。
We are the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们是基督的精兵。
When the commandments say go, we need to go.
如果这个命令说去，那我们就应该去。
And this is the first commandment before he's ascended to the Father.
这个是他升天见父之前的第一个命令。
Lastly.
最后
not only because he set an example, not only because this is a commandment, not only because of the value of the worth of a soul.
不光因为这个是命令，第四点是因为这个灵魂的代价。
The value of a soul,
这个灵魂的价值。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们。
What profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul?
如果一个人他赚得全世界却失了生命，又
有什么价值？
有什么价值呢？
In other words,
或者换句话说，
if you try to put all the riches of this world together,
你把这个世界所有的财富放在一起，
it cannot match the value of a soul,
也不能来与一个生命的价值来相比。
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
所以我们应该来传福音。
That's why Brother Michael chose that hymn before the hymn 21 is so fitting.
所以Michael 弟兄在我们唱21诗歌21首之前所选的那首诗歌是如此的合适。
Even the Lord Jesus said that the value of a soul.
甚至主耶稣基督他都讲到这个生命的价值。
He said he will put this 99 sheep on the fold to seek for that one lost sheep.
他说要把99只羊放下来寻找那一只失落的羊。
And when he found it, he put it on his shoulder, gathered his neighbor together, and he said, "Rejoice with me."
然后他找到之后就把他扛在肩上带回去与所有的邻舍说我们一同来快乐。
This sheep was lost and was found, was dead and was alive again.
这个羊是失去了现在却得着，是死了现在却复活了。
And even the Bible tells us,
甚至圣经告诉我们
when a soul got saved, the host of heaven rejoice.
当一个灵魂蒙拯救的时候天上的天使天君都要快乐。
Should we rejoice also if a soul got saved?
如果一个灵魂得拯救，我们是不是也要欢喜快乐呢？
A lot of times, you know, during the war,
很多时候在战争年代
when a civilian died,
当一个平民死去之后
what do you call them?
你称他们为什么？
Casualty,
就是
collateral damage,
collateral damage.
In other words,
casualty.
We treat the life of a person like a collateral damage, something you know you can do without.
或者说这个平民的损伤没有被统计在真正的损失之内，他们只不过是那个被影响的。
This is not the right attitude.
这个不是一个真正的态度。
To the worldly people, and a person die is collateral damage.
对于这个世上来讲，如果一个平民丧失生命的话，只是一个collateral damage.
But to us,
但是对我们来讲
，but to the eye in the eyes of God,
在神的眼中
，this soul is so valuable.
这个灵魂却是如此的有价值。
One time there's a person who asked the pastor.
有一次，一个人他问牧师
，He said, "If in the world today there is only one sinner, will the Lord come down and save that person?"
如果在这个世界上只有一个罪人的话，那主耶稣会不会为这个罪人来拯救？
Yes, he will.
是的，他会的。
As you can see in the parable of that lost sheep,
我们已经看到这个99只羊里面这个迷羊的例子。
He was willing to put that 99 sheep behind and look for that lost sheep.
他愿意摆下这99只羊来寻找这一只失
落的羊。Because in the eyes of God, that soul is so valuable.
因为在神的眼中。这个失丧的灵魂是何等的有价值。
These are the five points concerning the importance of preaching the gospel.
所以这五点就告诉我们传福音的重要性。
Secondly,
第二点
，What are the characteristics of a soul winner?
一个来拯救灵魂的人，他的特征是什么
？Verse 22,
第二十二节
，And of some compassion making a difference.
你们要怜悯他们。
The word compassion comes from two Latin words. Come means with, passion means to suffer.
在这个拉丁文里面，怜悯有两件事情。第一个是讲到来，第二个是讲到来受苦。
To suffer. In other words, a person is willing to stand on a position of another person and go through the emotion of what the person is going through.
或者说这个怜悯的人呢他要把自己摆在那个受苦的人的地位来 同样来体会他的苦。
A person need compassion.
一个人他需要有怜悯。
In Matthew chapter 9,
在马太福音第九章
，He said, "And the Lord saw the multitude."
说神看主耶稣看到这些众人
，And he was moved with compassion.
然后他里面就动了怜悯的心
，For they are like a sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们就像那些迷羊没有牧人。
Today, a soul winner need to have compassion.
今天如果一个要拯救灵魂的人里面需要有怜悯
But a lot of times a lot of Christians feel like they don't even care
但是今天很多的基督徒他们里面根本就不在乎
If we have this kind of attitude we don't care then we are falling into apostasy
如果我们有这个态度说我不在乎那这就是离经叛道
A normal Christian is a person who cares about the lost sheep
如果一个正常的基督徒他会来关心这些迷失的羊
One time there's an uneducated old man living in a city
有一次在一个城市里面有一个没有什么学识的老人家
And he had burden to preach the gospel to a young man across the city
他就对这个城里面住在另外一边的一个年轻人有负担
So that single night he prepared himself
有一天晚上他就预备了
So he went to the house and started preaching the gospel to this young man
去到那个年轻人的家里面向他传福音
And this young man, you know, listened
这个年轻人听了
Try to ask all sorts of questions to humiliate this old man.
就问了很多的问题，其实是来羞辱这个老人家。
Making this man, old man felt like he is even contradicting with what he's talking about.
甚至让这个老人家觉得他讲的这些话里面都有冲突了。
So at one point, the old man felt like I'm not the person for this job.
然后到了一个地步呢，这个老人家就说我不是那个做这件事的人。
So he stood up.
所以他站起来
with a tear in his eyes
就流着泪
and he tapped that young man's shoulder
然后就拍一拍这个年轻人的肩膀
he said, I'm sorry
他说对不起对不起
I really don't know how to speak
我不知道怎么样跟你讲
I disgrace myself I disgrace my Lord
我让自己蒙羞也让我的主蒙羞了
but there's one thing I want you to know
但是有一件事情我让你知道
I just wish you to be saved
我真的期望你能够得救
then he went home
然后他就回家了。
And his wife is preparing a dinner for him to eat.
然后他的妻子就为他准备晚餐。
But he said, wife, I have no appetite to eat.
然后他就告诉妻子说我没有胃口。
So he went into his room and knelt down and started to pray.
然后就进到他的房间屈膝祷告。
He said, Lord, I'm sorry.
他说主啊对不起。
I disgrace you.
然后我让你蒙羞了。
Instead of bringing a person to save, I got humiliated.
我没有带人信主，反而是被羞辱。
So while he is praying, there's a knock on the door.
然后当他祷告的时候，就有人来敲门。
And the wife opened the door. It's this young man.
这个妻子打开门之后，就是这个年轻人。
He said, "Ma'am, can I speak to Mr. John?"
然后这个年轻人就说，夫人，我能不能跟约翰讲话
？The wife said, "I don't think he want to talk with anybody tonight."
然后这妻子就说我不相信我的丈夫今晚还要跟任何人讲任何话
Then the young man said I think he wants to talk to me
然后这年轻人就说我相信他愿意跟我讲话
And this old man came out
然后这个老人家就出来
And this young man said Sir can you please tell me What should I do to be saved
然后这年轻人就问说先生你能不能告诉我怎样可以得救
The old man was so perplexed
然后这个老人家就非常的搞不清楚了。
Do you want to humiliate me the second time before my wife?
说你是不是想在我的妻子面前第二次的羞辱我
？Then this young man said.
然后这年轻人就说
，Indeed, I try to humiliate you.
没错，我曾经试着来羞辱你
，making you feel you are not the right person for the job.
让你觉得你不是那个对的人来传福音。
But there is one thing I cannot go through.
但是有一件事我过不去。
Why do you, in that very old age, try to?Preach the gospel, which meant so much to you, to go to a far place to preach the gospel to me.
我不了解的就是你已经这么大的年纪，为什么走了这么远的路，一定要跟我传这样一个福音
？Why do you want to preach the gospel to a person like me?
为什么你要向我这样一个人来传福音
？So this is the thing that I cannot get through.
所以这件事让我过不去。
So please tell me what should I do to be saved?
所以你现在告诉我，我怎样才能够得救
？Thank God.
感谢神。
That night, that person got saved.
那一天晚上，那个人就得救了。
And what is the difference?
这个区别在哪里
？Compassion,
怜悯。
It's the compassion that makes a difference.
是这个怜悯。
Today, when we preach the gospel,
今天我们来传福音。
Not only we should have that attitude, it's my duty to do it.
不光是我们态度要是这样，而且是我们的职责要来传福音。
We need to have a compassion to do it.
我们需要有这样的这样的激情。
Secondly, not only we have compassion, we also have compulsion.
对不起，我们需要有这样的怜悯。不光我们需要有这样的怜悯，而且我们有一个情形是不得已。
And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire.
在那里面讲到要将这些人从火里面抢出来。
In other words, a compulsion means had this irresistible urge to do something you haven't done before.
这个不得已就是说你里面不得不去做一件你没有做过的事。
You know, there's a young mother.
有一次有一个年轻的妈妈。
She was doing something in the kitchen.
她在厨房里面做一些事。
And he found out there's smoke coming out.
她就发现
from the baby's room.
在那个婴儿房里面有烟出来。
There's two options she can do.
有两个选择。
Run out of the house, save herself.
就是跑出房间。就可以救他自己。
Or go to the room, save the baby with the risk of getting hurt.
或者是进到房间来救这个婴孩，那可能他自己要受伤。
But the mother loved the baby so much.
但是这个妈妈是如此的爱她的孩子。
She went into the room, grabbed the baby, put it under a blanket.
然后就进去抱住这个孩子，包在这个毛巾里。
Save the baby's life.
救了这个孩子的生命。
But in the process, her face got burned.
但在这个过程里面，他的脸就被烧伤了。
And let me tell you the following event, okay?
让我告诉你后面发生的事情。
When the child grew up,
当这个孩子长大之后
，she was ashamed of her mom.
他就为着这个妈妈而觉得很难堪。
It's either she doesn't know that this is her mom or whatever. She doesn't want to say this is my mom.
或者不管什么原因，他就不想认说这个是我的妈妈。
So one day while they are talking with some classmates,
有一次他就跟同学在一起。
Then the classmate said, "Who is that old lady with a scarred face?"
然后同学就说，哎，那个老妇人，她脸上这么难看的是谁呢？这么多伤疤的。
Then the beautiful lady said, "Oh, that's our maid."
然后一个美丽的妇人就说，这个是我的一个佣人。
That night, that the mom.Told the young ladies, "You sit down, please. I need to talk to you."
然后那天晚上，这个妇人就找到孩子说，我需要跟你。
Then she tell that story.
来讲这个故事。
He said, "Do you know that who's that young lady?"
你知道那个
Who's that baby?
那个孩子是谁吗
？You are that young. You are that baby.
你就是那个孩子。
And I'm that mom who saved you out of the fire.
我就是那个把你从火里救出来的妈妈。
Brothers, this is what we call compulsion.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是不得已。
He did something which she is not doing normally.
这个不是他平常会做的事。
But for the sake of saving the child, she did it.
但是为了拯救这个孩子，他这样做了。
Today, as a child of God,
今天作为神的儿女
，not only we need to have compassion,
不光我们需要有怜悯
，we need to have compulsion.
我们需要有这个不得已的。
In my definition, compulsion means compassion in action.
在我的这个定义里面，这个不得已就是怜悯的后面的动作。
We need to put people out of the fire.
我们需要从火里面把人抢出来。
Sometimes I'm being criticized to be a little bit pushy.
有的时候我被人指责是非常的pushy, 严厉。
Pushy.
非常的强。
I mean the young people knows what I'm talking about. His brother Lawrence is pushy.
年轻人他们都知道我在讲什么，他们觉得我很强势。
But if a person is going to hell,
但如果一个人他都要进地狱了，
shouldn't you do anything just to pull him out?
难道你不应该尽你的所能把他从里面拉出来吗？
This should be our attitude, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这应该是我们的态度。
Thirdly,
第三点
，Not only we have compassion, we need compulsion, we need caution.
不光我们需要有怜悯，需要不得已。而且我们需要小心。
It says here, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
这里面讲到要存畏惧的心，连那些沾染的衣服也要当厌恶。
Maybe you will say it's a little bit, you know, trying to in a contrast with what you are talking about.
也许你说，哎，这跟刚才讲的难道不是矛盾吗
？But as the children of God,
但作为神的儿女
，when we are about to preach the gospel,
当我们将要传福音的时候
，we need to exercise some caution.
我们需要来操练小心。
You know, the garment here, garment refers to the undergarment or the lining of a tunic.
这里面讲到沾染的衣服是讲到内衣。
And a person who's a child of God,
作为神的儿女
，not only we want our garment clean,
不光我们要自己的衣物是洁净的
，we also want our inner garment clean.
而且我们里面的衣物都要洁净。
In other words, we want our heart also clean.
或者说我们的心也要洁净。
You know, in the Old Testament, there is a kind of sickness called leprosy.
在旧约里面提到一个病叫做麻风病。
Leprosy is a contagious disease.
这个麻风病是有传染性的。
When he's about to approach a group of people.
所以当麻风病人来到众人之间的时候。
He needs to shout, unclean, unclean.
他要高声地说不洁净了不洁净
了。Gave him the time to run away.
让那些人可以躲开他。
And everything that he wear, everything that he used need to be burned with fire.
每一件他使用过的东西都要用火烧。
And he cannot live among God's people.
他不能在神的子民中间来生活。
He needs to live outside the camp.
因为他需要住在营外。
Outside the city walls.
在这个城墙之外。
Why? Because leprosy is contagious.
为什么？因为麻风病是有传染性的。
Brothers and sisters, sin is contagious.
弟兄姐妹们，罪也是可以传染
的。A lot of times, because of our desire to save people.
有的时候因着我们有这个心愿要救人
we try to compromise.
我们就试着去妥协
we compromise with sin.
向着罪来妥协
hoping by doing this people will be attracted to the gospel.
希望因着这样呢这些人会被福音吸引
brothers and sisters this is not so.
弟兄姐妹们不是这样的
we need to exercise caution.
我们需要来操练小心
when you, some people say well the Lord Jesus loves sinners.
有的人说难道神不爱罪人吗
Jesus Christ loves sinners.
没错主耶稣基督他爱罪人
But he continued to live a holy life.
但是他却一直在活一个圣洁的生活
And the Father was so pleased with our Lord that said, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
所以父是如此的喜爱说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的
Does he also eat with sinners and tax collectors? Yes, he did.
没错他是与这些罪人与税吏在那里一起吃喝
But whenever he sits among these people,
但是当他坐在他们中间的时
候 The Bible tells us he is like a light among people in darkness.
这个圣经里面讲到他就像在这个黑暗里的光一样
When he walked according to the shore of Galilee
所以当他在加利利海边行走的时候
The Bible tells us and they see a great light
在圣经里面讲到他们看到这个大光
Brothers and sisters we need to be that light
弟兄姐妹们我们需要成为
这光 We cannot compromise with sin
我们不能与罪妥协
Every time we compromise with sin we are putting this light under a bushel
如果我们每一次妥协的时候就是把这个光放在斗底下
This light needs to be shine
这个光要拿在那个灯台上
People should know we are different
让人知道我们是不一样
Because we are the child of God
因为我们是属神的
These are the characteristics of a person who is a soul winner
所以这个是一个拯救灵魂人的特征
He is compassionate
他是一个怜悯的人
There is compulsion
他里面有这个不得已的情形
He also exercises caution
而且他是一个小心的人
Now lastly
最后
What is our hope today and our hope in the future?
今天我们的盼望跟我们将来的盼望是什么
Let me read to you again verse 24.
让我再跟大家来读第24节
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen.
那能保守你们不失脚叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他从万古以前并现今直到永永远远阿们
In this world we are living in this world that's full of corruption
今天我们活在这个败坏的世界里
There's a lot of temptation
有许多的诱惑
Sometimes we doubt can I really survive
很多时候我们自己都要不清楚了
yes,
是不是能够我们可以幸存下来
Yes, our brother Jude gave us a lot of example how to survive apostasy
但是犹大弟兄却在这里给我们许多的例子怎么样从离经叛道里面可以得拯救
We need to be established by reading the word of God
我们需要在信里面蒙建立在至圣的真道上
We need to have personal relationship with God
我们需要有神有一个个人的关系
By praying in the Holy Spirit
而且是在圣灵里面祷告。
We need to look forward for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要来仰望我们主耶稣基督的再来。
We need to preach the gospel.
需要来传福音。
But lastly, he is the most important thing.
那最后这件事也是最重要的。
Unto him who is able.
我们是要需要仰望这位他能够的，他是有
能力的。In other
words,或者换一句话说
When we come to a conclusion,
当我们来到结论的时候
Brother Jude is telling us there is a person we need to look forward to.
犹大弟兄告诉我们我们需要仰望这样一位人
Because he is able.
因为他是能够的
So we talk about the sovereign of the Savior.
所以我们提到是我们救主他的主权
Yes, there are, Satan will do a lot of things to put us down.
没错，撒旦要做许多的事让我们来跌倒。
But hallelujah,
但是哈利路亚。
The one who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
在我们里面的比在这个世界上的还要大。
He is the one sitting on the throne, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是坐在宝座上的万主之主万王之王。
The Bible tells us that not even one hair on our head will fall without his permission.
在圣经里面讲到，如果他不允许，我们头上一根头发都不会掉在地上。
If you look at the book of Job,
如果我们看到约伯书的话，
it's a very clear illustration.
是非常清楚的一个演示。
Nothing will happen without God's permission.
如果神不允许，没有任何事会发生。
This is talk about God's sovereign.
这个是讲到神他这个主权。
Ephesians 3:20 says,
在以弗所书三章
二十节。Now unto him who's able to exceedingly abundantly,
神能够充充足足的成就一切。
Above what we ask or think, according to the power that what operates in us,
是照着运行在我们心里的大力，超过我们所求所想的。
What is this? This is sovereignty.
这个是什么？这个就是他的主权跟能力。
Hebrews chapter 7.
在希伯来书第七章。
He is able to what? Save us to the uttermost. This is sovereignty.
他能够拯救我们，而且拯救到底，这个是他的主权。
2 Corinthians 9:8.
在哥林多后书第九章第八节。
He is able.
他能够。
Brother and sister, he is able.
他能够。
Oh, brother and sisters. A lot of times when we do things,
很多时候我们来做一些事。
We plan it step by step.
是照着计划一步步的走。
But in the midst of it,
但是在这个过程里面
it doesn't go according to what we plan.
很多时候不是照着我们原来所计划。
Why? Because not everything is in our hand.
为什么？因为我们的手不能掌控一切。
But God is able.
但是神他能够。
What he planned, he will fulfill it.
如果他计划了，他一定会成就。
Because he's sovereign over all.
因为他是在凡事上、万事上都有他的主权。
Today we can stand here because he is sovereign.
今天我们能够站在这里，也是因着他的主权。
How many among you have testified that you are sitting right here because of God's sovereign arrangement?
有多少人在今天都可以来做见证？今天我们能够在这里，就是因着他的主权。
Some came from China, some came from Asia, Philippines like me. We are saved. This God's sovereign arrangement.
有的是从中国来，从亚洲，像我从菲律宾来，这都是神主权的安排。
Praise the Lord for God's sovereign arrangement.
为着他这个主权里面的安排，我们要赞美主。
This is our salvation. This is our anchor.
这个是我们的救恩，也是我们的确据。
Secondly,
第二点
，the security of the saints
就是圣徒的保守。
How are we secured?
我们是怎样蒙保守呢
？We are secured by His life.
我们是被他的生命所保守。
Regardless of what happened to us after we got saved,
不管我们得救之后发生什么
，What once saved, eternally saved.
如果我们一次得救之后，我们永远都会都是得救。
Because our relationship is about life, not about works.
因为我们的这个得救不是根据我们的工作。
If you are a worker in a company,
如果我们是在公司里面
，you work well, you stay.
如果你工作的好，那你就有这个。
When you broke a rule, out you go.
但是你如果违反规则，那马上就要把你炒掉。
If that is how God treats us, we're not being here today.
如果神这样来对待我们，没有人今天能够在。
Today we are proud to say we are the children of God because our relationship with Him is a relationship in life.
今天我们被称为神的儿女，是因为在生命里的关系。
Like my son Levi,
就像我的儿子利外。
Regardless what happened to him,
不管他身上发生什么事
，He is my son.
他是我的儿子。
Surely there is some consequences when he misbehaves.
没错，当他做错事的时候，会有一些后果。
Like when we sin, there is a consequence.
所以当我们犯罪之后会有后果。
But today we can proudly say and confidently say we are a child of God because we have His life.
但今天带着这个确据信心，我们可以说是他的儿女，因为我们里面有生命。
Secondly, we are kept by His love.
第二点，我们是在他的爱中蒙保守。
Oh, the love of God
是神的爱。
In the book of John says,
在约翰福音里面讲。
And the world may know that you have sent me, and I gave them.And you have loved them as you have loved me.
让这个世人都可以知道，你爱了我，也爱了他们。
The love of God is equal with how He loved His Son.
神的爱就像他如何爱他的儿子一样。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
所以在约翰一书的第三章第一节。
He said, "What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we can become the children of God?"
那里就说，你看呐，神父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
The apostle John just lost a kind of a description.
所以这个约翰他已经不知道怎么来用词语来讲这件事。
You said it's wonderful, it's more than wonderful.
如果我们用奇妙来讲的话，这个是超过奇妙。
If you said it's perfect, it's more than perfect.
如果讲到这件事是如此的完全，这个比完全完美还要完美。
That's why the apostle just said, "What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we can become the children of God."
所以这个约翰只能这么说。你看呢，父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
Oh, praise the Lord.
我们要赞美。
We are the children of God because He loves us.
我们是神的儿女，是因为他爱我们。
And the Bible tells us no one can separate us from the love of God.
而且圣经告诉我们，没有人能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
It's life or death.
无论是生是死。
Things present and things to come.
是现在的事，是将来的事。
Not angels and principalities and power.
是天使，是那些掌权的。
Nor height nor depth.Nor any other creature can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在高处的，在低处的，或是其他的受造之物，没有这些事能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
We are preserved by His life. We are preserved by His love. Thirdly, we are preserved by His infinite power.
我们是被他的生命来保守，被他的爱保守。第三点是被他的能力大能来保守。
He said, "And I gave them life, eternal life, and no one can pluck them out of my hand."
因为主耶稣说，我赐给他们这永生，没有人能够从我的手里把他们夺走。
This is power.
这个是大能。
Every time I talk about power, I remember the you know our country been dominated by Spain for 300 years.
每次讲到这个保守的大能，我就想到我自己的国家曾经被西班牙作为殖民地有300多年。
And they conquered a lot of, you know, countries.
西班牙当时征服了很多的地方。
But after so many years have passed.
但是很多年过去之后。
The Spain right now is just a small country in Europe struggling economically.
现在西班牙只是在欧洲的一个小国家，甚至在经济上都在挣扎。
They are able to conquer.
他们可以征服。
But they are not able to keep.
但他们却不能保守。
So also is Greece.
那这个希腊也是这样。
The peak of the conquest of Greece.
在希腊征服这个世界的顶峰。
The empire stretched even up to India.
他们的国度甚至一直到印度。
But now it's just a small country in Europe.
但现在只是在欧洲的一个小地方。
You know what is power?
什么是这个能力？
Not only are we able to conquer, but able to keep.
就是你不光能征服，而且你可以保守。
We are conquered by His love.
我们是被他的爱所征服。
We are kept by His power.
我们也是在他的大能里面被保守。
That's why He said, "No one is able to pluck me out of His hand."
所以没有人能够从主的手里把我们夺去。
Today we are so safe in the Master's hand.
今天我们是在我们的主的手中。
Third, number four.
第四点。
We are kept by His plan.
我们是被他的计划所保守。
Verse 1 says, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserving Jesus Christ and called."
在第一节里面讲到，这个写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
We are called.
我们是被召的。
Called even before the foundation of the world.
甚至在创世以先就已经被召了。
Today we are here because it's according to God's plan.
今天我们在这里就是根据神这个计划。
It's not an accident or a coincidence.
并不是一个偶然的事情。
What day, what year you are going to be saved? Because that's according to God's plan.
不是碰巧。今天我们可以得救是神的计划。
Today we worship God for the what does the security of the saints.
今天我们
security of the saints.
今天我们是圣徒的这种保守。
So we have the what the sovereign of the Savior.We have the security of the saints. Now we come to the last point.
我们有神主权的这个保守，有这个圣徒的这个保守。
We have the sufficiency of God's salvation.
我们有神救恩的这个供应。
He says here he is able. He is able to save us, present us. He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
因为在这里讲到他能够保守我们不失脚叫我们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前
He saved us
他拯救了我们
He keep us
他保守我们
And He's transforming us to be faultless
而且他们他要让我们可以转变成为那无瑕无疵的
Faultless speak of no blemish
无瑕无疵讲到无可指责
Everything in place
每件事都已经达到了。
When a person in the Old Testament tried to offer up a sacrifice,
当在旧约里面有人要献祭的时候
the priest checked.
这些祭司他们要检查。
Is there any damage? Is there any blemish?
在这个祭物上面有没有任何的斑点瑕疵
Or is this animal, you know, being a lame animal?
或者说他有没有瘸腿
Then, if it is perfect, then he can what? Offer the sacrifice.
只有当这个祭物是无瑕无疵的时候才可以被献上。
One day will be offered to God by our Lord Jesus Christ.
总有一天我们要被主耶稣基督献在他面前。
And at that time we will be faultless.
在那个时候我们是无可指责。
Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
没有斑点皱纹等类的病。
Sometimes I would think of myself, will that really happen?
我有的时候就想对我来讲会发生吗
?There's so much, you know, imperfectness in me.
因为在我里面有这么多的不完全。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Our hope is in him, not on us.
我们的盼望是在他里面不在我里面
if our hope is in our determination it will never be done
如果是我自己要定义这样那绝对不会成就
but our hope is in him who will what present us faultless before the father
但是我们的盼望在他里面他可以让我们欢欢喜喜无瑕无疵站在神面前
oh what a day that will be
那一天将是何等的一天
oh it always reminds me of this old Jewish wedding
经常让我想到这个犹太人的婚礼
you know, it started with a what a proposal
是从一个求婚开始
like the Lord Jesus telling us you know receive me as to myself
就像主耶稣说来接受我
Then he become our savior.
然后他成为我们的救主。
And this person will go to the father's house.
然后这个人就去到父的家里。
And drink from that cup.
从这个杯里来喝。
Say, I will not drink of this cup until that day.
就说我直到那一天就再不喝这杯。
Then he will leave to what make prepare a place for us.
是到女方的家里。然后他就去为我们预备地方。
And that lady will prepare herself.
然后这个女方也在准备自己
prepare for that wedding gown
为着那个婚礼也准备这个婚纱
then after everything is ready
当所有事都准备好之
后 the Bible tells us only the father knows that date
那圣经告诉我们只有父知道那是哪一天
and he will give the signal
他就会有一个信号
and the son will come
儿子要来
in a procession
是
in a procession
是在一个过程里面
Okay, in a procession where they will say, "Oh, the bridegroom cometh, the bridegroom cometh."
然后那里面就这个过程里面，大家都会知道新郎来了。
And we'll pick up this bridegroom, this bride.
然后他们就会来接这个新娘。
Then going back to the father's house.
再回到他们一起再到这个女方的夫家。
And there will be a wedding feast.
在那里有一个婚宴。
What a day that will be!
那一天是何等的日子。
Brothers and sisters, we will be that bride.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就是那新娘。
But the thing is, are you ready?
但是问题是我们预备好了吗
Well, the Lord is ready.
主他已经预备好
了。Anytime he will come.
他可以随时回来。
But are we ready?
但是我们预备好了
吗 Yes, indeed, there is a lot of things that we still need to face in this world.
没错，在这个世上我们还要面对许多的事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He will be the one to keep us and keep us to the end.
但是他是那一位可以保守我们，而且保守我们到底的。
Our faith is in the one who have saved us and will save us to the uttermost.
我们的信是在那一位，他可以保守我们，而且保守到底的神。
What a day that will be!
那一天将是何等的日子。
This hymn says, "What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see."
有一个诗歌这么唱，那将是何等的日子，我会亲眼见到我的。
When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace.
当我仰望他的容脸，就是。拯救我的那一位
and he took me by the hand and bring me into the father's house
然后他拉着我的手进到父的家中
what a day that will be
何等的日子
brothers and sisters this is our hope today
弟兄姐妹们这就是我们的盼望
that's why our life is full of meaning
所以我们的生命是充满了意义
may the Lord continue to encourage us
愿意神继续的来鼓励我们
especially in these last days
尤其在这个末世的时候
we hold on to him as our anchor
我们来抓住他成为我们的那个锚
in him we will not be lost
在他里面我们不会失落
rather we will be that bride to meet the bridegroom
反而我们会成为那个遇见新郎的新妇
let's have a word of prayer
让我们再有一些祷告
Lord we thank you for all the warnings in your word
神啊感谢你在话语里面有许多的警示
thank you also for the encouragement
也感谢你对着我们的鼓励。
It's not what we can do, it's about what you can do.
不是我们能做什么，是你可以。
Not that we are holding you, you are the one holding us.
我们没有抓住你，是你在这里抓住我们。
Keep us always in you.
所以神啊，求你继续保守我们。
Keep us always in the one who saves us to the end.
在你里面，在你这位拯救我们到底的神里面。
Lord, you know our word is so limited.
是吧？你知道我们的话语是何等的不足。
We pray that you continue to speak in our hearts.
我们求你继续对我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It's the wonderful word of the Lord. 感谢主给我们美妙的话语。We will cover with the few saints with the prayer.
让我们有一些回应的祷告。